or you don't need to be a rocket scientist to realize that this is going to be a busy travel weekend. A lot of folks traveling here and there, whether they're coming to and from Heron Festa or to family gatherings and what have you. We want you to be safe on the road, number one. That's it. We need you here. I've joined in the studio with Illinois State Police, Joey Watson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad you're here. I know you've been with Tom Miller and some other stations here at River Radio, and what do you want to send out there to the motorists?
You're exactly right. There were 33 million motorists that AAA is projecting that we're going to have on the roadways this coming weekend. Yeah, so it's going to be a big travel weekend. They're saying gas prices have been the lowest in 5 years, and there's probably going to be more than 10 years is going to be the high for the number of people that will be traveling. So there's going to be a lot of people out. We still got construction barrels everywhere. Tis the season, right?
So, right.
Especially when you come into the construction zones, pay special attention to those areas. We are going to be doing a lot of hire back enforcement details. There have been several counties that have been targeted in those efforts based on statistics. We look at the number of crashes and the number of fatal incidents that have occurred, and we focus on those areas to try to reduce the number of those incidents. Some of the things that the motorists can do.
Okay.
Pay attention to the fatal four, the big four things.
Okay.
Distracted driving.
Right.
Put down your cell phone.
Turn it off.
Put down your chicken wing. Tell your passengers to be quiet.
Right.
Whatever it is you're doing, quit changing the radio station because Z100's awesome.
There you
Don't
go.
Don't do this stuff.
Well, and that's a good point because, of course, the big one is your cell phone. I think folks are getting handy with that. We've got a lot of campaigns going on. Blake Shelton wears the red thing on his thumb.
Don't
whatever,
text and drive, yeah.
Whatever you have to do. But then there's other things like we've got our children in the back seat.
Yes,
they
yes.
have spilt their Cheerios or their sippy cup.
Or something has gone epically wrong. Maybe in their diaper, whatever it is, something has gone epically wrong. And so now there's this big conundrum.
Find a place safely to take care of it. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's distracted driving.
Okay, number one.
DUI, really?
Yeah.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. We've been doing this stuff for a long time. We've had these ad campaigns out for many, many years. So it's not just one doobie. It's not just one beer. It's not just one prescription pill.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a choice. So designate a driver if you're going to partake of that stuff.
Right.
And don't make the mistake of, well, my doctor prescribed this for me. If it impairs your ability to operate the vehicle safely, you are DUI. It doesn't matter whether you got your drug from a doctor or from the street corner.
Yeah.
It's still DUI. So pay special attention to your labels, your warnings on your medications, and make sure that you understand how it's going to affect you physically and psychologically.
Well, here's the deal, too. You go to the concerts or whatever, and you'll have a few.
Yes.
And you think you're okay.
Absolutely.
You're really not okay to do that sort of thing.
That one beer is too many.
You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to get in a jam.
Okay.
So there's the first two.
Okay.
Seatbelt usage. Oh, my goodness. Big one. Big, big, big. In fact, back in a little history lesson, back in 1985, our compliance rate was down at 16% of people that were using their seatbelts in 1985.
Okay.
We had over 1,500 people die that year in motor vehicle crashes, primarily because they weren't wearing their seatbelt. Now, here we are, 2014, for the last set of statistics, because 2015's still not over.
I gotcha.
Okay, so 2014, we experienced our sixth consecutive year of fewer than 1,000 traffic deaths.
Okay.
And in most of those, it was seatbelt oriented.
Something simple as that.
Exactly. Yeah. They're saying on average there were 384 people that are still alive in 2013 because of seatbelt usage. Yeah. So we're making strides. We're up to 94.1% statewide seatbelt compliance rate, but there's still 5.1% of the people out there that are accounting for 43% of the traffic crash fatalities.
Right.
Yeah. And all of these folks are generally doing this late of an evening when they think, oh, the police can't see us, right? It's a choice. Make the right choice because you are an at-risk population.
Right.
Absolutely. So there's the first three.
I've got a car that will not stop beeping until you are buckled in there. I mean,
God
they know
bless
what they're
them
doing.
And engineers are awesome.
I know. Thank you, engineers. Okay. And then number four, Trooper Watson.
And then the last thing, speeding. The faster you drive, the more crush is involved in your crash. The more crush involved, the more energy, the more stuff that gets delivered to your body. You know, and these, well, again, these are all simple choices. Oh, it's only 5 miles an hour. It's no big deal. Oh, it's just 2 or 3 seconds that it'll take to send that text. Oh, it's just one beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not even getting out of town. I'm not even going over 30 miles an hour. I don't need my belt. Those are all choices, common choices that people are faced with. And obviously, we're not doing those well because people are still dying on our roadways.
Right.
Those are the big four. Pay attention to those, and you're going to solve a lot of problems.
Well, there you go. And I know, we're giving you fair warning right now. Our friends in uniform are going to be out there keeping us safe. So don't be surprised if you happen to drive up upon a roadblock or a roadside safety check or what have you. Be a great time to make sure your license and registration and insurance card are handy, just in case, just putting that out there. And then make sure you recognize the four here.
Designated driver. Yeah. Put down your distraction. Slow down. Buckle up.
Trooper Watson, thank you again, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ken. I appreciate it.
Hey, if I see you out there at the Festa, let's get a corn dog.
Say hi. Absolutely.
Hey, all right.
I'd love to have a lemon shake up and a corn dog.
Let's do it.
Especially if you're buying.
Exactly. Kent in the Country Morning Show. Make sure to keep it a safe Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you at the Festa.